Welcome back to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, where each week we share a Bible reading from the lectionary and a brief devotion. We turn to Psalms, where I'll be reading the first six verses of Psalm 90 from the New International Version. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, you mortals." 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered. And now for a devotion from the book Disciplines, an Upper Room publication. This week's devotion is written by Sophie Agtarop, a 1.5-generation Filipina-American and intercultural communicator who values curiosity and wonder. She serves as the Director of Equity and Language Services for a school district in Washington State. As the daughter of a United Methodist pastor, the concept of home and dwelling has come to mean for me less about land and place and more about people. Our family immigrated to the United States when I was 3 years old, and my sense of home has since been formed by those people who came into my life, our lives, and not the structures and places where we lived. Some of them were church members and neighbors, like Mrs. Gladys Hammer, who lived across the street from the parsonage and taught me all about her stone bird bath and how to care for it. Others are friends from elementary school I recently reconnected with as adults. Still others are those friends I keep on speed dial for when there's something I need to process. This passage from Psalm 90 invites us to think about our sense of home. What or who is home for someone in exile? For someone who has been displaced due to conflict and persecution? For those who have been rejected? For those who feel cut off from community and connection? I imagine the Israelites in their post-Exodus state of wandering and displacement must have felt some sense of kinship and connection to their ancestors, knowing that across generations, geographic spaces, and time, they found their home in God. God was, and is, and will be their refuge, their dwelling place. As we experience wilderness moments in our lives, death of loved ones, loss of vocation or purpose, disconnection from community, we too are invited to remember God who has been our dwelling place for generations. God who has always been and always will be, meet us in our wilderness moments and help us remember your constancy and faithfulness from generation to generation. Amen. And here's a question for your personal reflection this week. How do you make God your dwelling place? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This weekend, we will continue our worship theme, Keep Our Story Growing. As during the month of October, we are focusing on keeping our United Methodist story growing. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. We gather for worship each Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m., and we would love to have you join us. For more information about our church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.